The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, after a 2-5 road trip, which concluded yesterday by being swept in Kansas City and then being called out afterwards by manager Rocco Baldelli for a, quote, unprofessional series, the Twins are hoping a return to Target Field can help them right the ship. They begin a 6-game homestand tonight with the first in a 3-game set against the Angels. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the pregame lineup card. I'm Mark Janowski. The Twins, 6-14 in their last 20, now 76-67. First time since June 28th, they have not been at least 10 games over 500. The sweep left them in third in the Central, 5 behind Cleveland, and now 2.5 back at Kansas City for not just second in the division, but also the second wild card spot. Twins holding on to that third and final playoff spot in the American League, but Seattle and Detroit creeping up, both 3.5 back. Now, a visit from the Angels, well, that could be just what the Twins need. L.A. just dropped 3-4 in Texas. They are 59-84, trying to avoid their worst season in franchise history. And if not for the epic disaster, which is the White Sox, the Angels would be on the bottom of the American League. Mike Trout was shut down at the end of April. L.A. playing some youngsters. It's been a trying first season at the helm in Anaheim for Ron Washington. Now, no team has feasted on bad teams more than the Twins. Their 7.09 winning percentage against teams below 500, by far the best in the majors. David Fest is going to try to help the Twins snap the 3-game losing skid. He's 2-5 with a 4.75 ERA on the season. He has dropped 3 in a row. Lefty Reed Detmers gets the ball for the Angels. This season has been a struggle. He's 3-6, his ERA is close to 6, and he was sent down to AAA earlier in the year in June to basically work on everything. This will be his second start since being recalled. He faced the Twins on April 28th, took the loss when he allowed 5 runs on 9 hits in 5 innings. He is 0-2 lifetime versus Minnesota. Well, let's look back to yesterday and what caused the manager's blood pressure to rise. The Twins were in prime position to strike early against Michael Wacha. Jose Miranda, a one-out single in the first, and that brought up Trevor Larnach.
2-0, hit well, right center field. Renfro chasing after, will never get it. It's over his head, it's off the wall. Larnach has extra bases. Tommy Watkins going to send Jose Miranda. He's staggering around third. Here comes the relay, the dive, and he's out at home plate. The Twins run into an out at home plate for the second time in the series.
Yeah, so desperate to get the offense going early. A very aggressive send from Tommy Watkins. Miranda easily nailed at the plate. Kyle Farmer got thrown out at home in the fourth inning on Friday. Now, Matt Wallner followed with a walk, but Wacha fanned Royce Lewis to end the first. The Twins only managed 3 base runners over the last 8 innings. Christian Vasquez 3 times after knocks in the third, sixth, and ninth, and twice he was erased on a double play. Simeon Woods Richardson kept the Royals off the board until the fifth. First 3 guys reached to load the bases. Garrett Hampson's sack fly to left brought in the first run of the game. A walk to Tommy Pham loaded them up again. That was all for Sim. Cole Sands came on. He struck out Bobby Witt Jr., but Salvador Perez followed with a dribbler up the third baseline to make it 2-0. Wacha and 2 Royals relievers made it hold up. Twins shut out for the second time in the series. They only scored 2 runs total in the 3 games. Now the Twins will try to get their offense going tonight without the guy who had the 3 hits yesterday. Christian Vasquez placed on the paternity list with Jair Camargo called up for St. Paul. For more on Game 1 versus the Angels, we are at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino. We say hello to Chris Atterbury, Danny Gladden. Danny, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to use the word a little perplexed yesterday after Rocco's post-game quote. Comment, 17 seconds of a post-game press conference. Your reactions, how you would handle from your playing days if a manager basically calls you guys out publicly?
Well, I have been in some of those meetings there where the manager would come in, and it's not so much addressing a particular player, but kind of as a group, as the offense, as the defense, as a pitching, as a bullpen. But by and large, you know who he's talking about when he has those meetings in that clubhouse. You've got a feeling about personally yourself, but also sometimes that's used as a kind of a poking stick to, hey, get going here. You know, and I'm sure we don't know what was actually said in there, but this thing is slipping away of the Minnesota Twins where we're at in September, and the goal is to get in the playoffs. And by the fact they're sputtering right now, unprofessional AB's games. Again, not sure what he said in there. I know what he said to the media. Just unsure. And it's not just the players. It's the coaching staff. It's the analytics people. Everybody in that room has kind of has to pick it up a little bit. Everybody else is being pointed out for sure.
I go back to last year, and I go back to the series in Atlanta when the Twins got swept in Atlanta and they couldn't score any runs and they were thrown out all over the place and they weren't playing sound defense. And this was kind of the Atlanta moment for this season. The difference is it's happening with, 19 games left to play in the season. So you got to pull out of this flat spin in a big-time hurry. And you can't go on the road in this giant matchup with a big rival that you're fighting neck and neck with and only score two runs in three games.
Hey, don't forget, some of the coaches need to be looking in the mirror as well. Yeah. There were some things that happened in the game that weren't so much on the players as it was on maybe a coach.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's as a team.
Whole group.
So it's not fair to point out one individual because we're all in this here together.
Right, and maybe that's, and just to wrap up that point, that's why I was perplexed, is because if you're talking about this last 20-game stretch or even talking about the road trip as a whole, okay, maybe I can buy that a little bit. But by and large, a competitive series against a team that's been in a playoff position virtually the whole season, and you saw some pretty good pitching performances. Bailey's on Saturday comes to mind, who didn't get a chance to finish it. So that's why I was a little confused. But as we're going to hear later on the show, the guys are more than willing to take that criticism from the skipper and also try to use it to their advantage. Chris, they got to get the offense going.
That's what it is. I mean, you can call it by whatever adjective you want to use, but two runs in three games isn't going to get it done. And Danny, this is a pitching staff that walks the second most in the American League. They strike out the fewest. They hit a bunch of dudes. They give up a lot of home runs. Second worst ERA. If ever there's a time to get healthy, now is the time to get healthy.
Go back to the Kansas City series. There's a team that I don't think anybody's surprised by their play right now. They've done it all year. Kansas City is a playoff contending team. They're playing with some swag right now. And the Twins
came urgency. They're playing with urgency.
Well, they want to hurry up and they want to play tomorrow's game today.
Yeah.
Because they see the finish line and they know what they have to do. Angels coming to town. You still can't just throw your glove and your hat out there
dangerous. And
play. These guys here, well managed by Ron Washington. You've got a left-hander on the mound. You talk about the offense has to get going. Yes, is it going to be one guy? But when the offense sputters, that's where it's up to the coaching staff to manufacture runs, not just sit back and wait for the double, not just sit back and wait for the ball to be hit out of the ballpark. Because, yes, you look at the offense and the pitching numbers on this Angel Club. Yeah, you can play it like that. But at the same time, let's play some aggressive baseball. Let's manufacture. Let's move them around. We see teams make mistakes based on the guys putting the ball in play, either a bunt, hit and run, missing cutoff man, taking the extra base. There's so many other ways that you can manufacture.
I agree. And this Angels team may not be a bunch of household names. These guys are young. They're hungry. They're playing loose. They've got nothing to lose. They're trying to prove that they're big league hitters. And they've got some really big live arms in their bullpen, too. So it'll be a dangerous foe.
Yeah. And we're talking about the offense getting going. The Twins haven't homered in 112 at-bats now, going back to Matt Wallner on Thursday. All right. Thanks, guys. We've been at the park. Thanks to Treasure Island Resort Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Well, a busy afternoon here today at Target Field. A chance to catch up with some of the injured players the Twins are hoping to get back soon. Byron Buxton had his rehab assignment shut down last week when he experienced more hip pain. He gives an update.
I have my days where, you know, you feel it, and it's one of those where you push it or not push it, you know. And where we are, it's one of those where I don't want to hurt us by coming back and having to do something different, you know what I mean? So I just want to come back, be my normal self, and just him be comfortable putting me back in the lineup every day.
Yeah, what that means is Buck back playing center, not DHing. That's when Rocco has his best lineup and Buck feels like he's contributing the most. Up next, we're going to hear from the other guy everyone is anxious to see back out on the diamond. That's Carlos Correa. Chris chats with Rocco. And what did the players think of the manager's post-game comments from yesterday? This series versus the Angels is brought to you by Minnesota Oncology, caring down to a science. Stay tuned for more of the lineup card here on your home for Twins Baseball.